Welcome to the systems course. In order to get started building the systems and routines that will power your daily life and allow you more free time, less stress, and better health, we have to get on the same page about exactly what that means. So we need to create a shared understanding of what exactly a system is. And, you know, what a routine is, so that we can communicate effectively and eliminate confusion as you start to create your own systems and routines in the different areas of your life and your work. So, that's exactly what we're going to do now. We're going to answer those two questions. You know, what is a system and what is a routine? This is going to be a little bit, you know, academic, but I'll give you some examples along the way so that you can connect what you're learning with everyday life. Let's go ahead and answer that first question. So, what exactly is a system? For the purpose of this course, the best way to think about a system is a series of connected parts that work together and allow you to achieve some useful and repeatable results. Now, there's a lot packed into that description, so let's break down the different parts. First, a system is a series of connected parts. Think of these as tangible things, things that you can actually see and touch. So a car is a good example. You know, the steering wheel, the body, the seat, the engine, the wheels, and all the other parts and pieces that work together make up a system, and we call that system a car. Now, a system isn't just a collection of parts, though. We need to emphasize that those parts have to be, you know, working together to achieve some useful result. In the case of a car, you know, all the connected parts work together to take you somewhere that you want to go. If it didn't do that, it wouldn't be useful and, you know, therefore, not much of a system. At least not in our definition. Another example of a system that we can all identify with is a personal hygiene system. So your toothbrush and the toothpaste, the water, the floss, mouthwash, these are all parts of a system. When you use them together, you know, you get the useful result of preventing cavities and having fresh breath. Systems exist everywhere, and they're both natural and man-made. So a tree, for example, is also a system. You know, the trunk, the roots, the branches, bark, and leaves, they all work together to sustain life. And following that example, your body, you know, with all its organs working together to keep you alive and thriving, is a system of its own. But we've left something out of the equation. We need parts working together, and we need them working together to do something useful. But we also need that useful result to be repeatable. So a system isn't really a system until you can predict what happens when you use it. If all the parts work together to create something useful, but the end result changes every time, you don't really have a system, do you? A tree is a system because the way its parts work together to sustain itself is the same every time. The roots absorb the moisture and the nutrients, while the leaves absorb the sunlight and, you know, turn it into energy that the bark transports around to the branches and the trunk. It's predictable and it works the same way every single time. Just like your toothbrush, floss, and mouthwash, you know, serve the same role to keep your mouth clean every time. You know what each tool does, and you use it the same way every time, usually even in the same order. So those three elements are what make a system. A series of parts all working together to create a useful result in a predictable way. Now, systems can be extremely simple or extremely complex, you know, and systems themselves can be one part of a bigger system. You know, just like an engine is a system of many parts and pieces, and also, you know, it's just one piece of the overall system that is your car. There is no size limit to a system. You know, as long as it has those three pieces, a system it is. Now, let's go over routines. You might wonder why I'm differentiating between, you know, systems and routines. Aren't they the same thing? Well, you could certainly make that argument, and you wouldn't necessarily be wrong. But when it comes to building personal systems that improve and streamline your life in some way, I find it a little helpful to separate them. So when we talk about routines, we'll be talking about, you know, a series of actions that you'll complete. These are the actions that make the system work. A routine is what provides the energy, you know, that makes a system function. Think of it like this. So a system is a thing that you have, and a routine is a thing that you do. You have a car. That car is a mechanical system. And you do a routine. You know, the routine of, you know, getting in, turning it on, checking your mirrors, pressing the accelerator, and steering it in the direction you want to go. Hopefully in that order. And a routine is made up of three of its own distinct parts. You know, so first, there's a trigger. That's the thing that causes you to begin the routine. Then there's an action, or, you know, a series of actions. That's the work of completing the steps of the routine. And finally, there's a result. The result is a signal that the routine is complete and it's time to move on to the next one. When you design a great routine, the trigger is highly motivating, the action is nearly automatic, and the result is clear and unambiguous. So in this way, you can think of your routines as a special part of your systems. They're intertwined, and one isn't really useful without the other. If you have a system but no routine to operate it, you won't get any useful result. And if you have a routine to follow but, you know, no system to apply it to, you're kind of operating without any direction. As you go through this course and discover the things that you want to apply the lessons to the most, you might find that you have a lot more control, you know, over your routines than you do over your systems. So in many areas of life, and especially at work, you might be plugged into systems that, you know, you don't have much influence over. They were, you know, created by someone else. They've been around forever, and it would take just an act of God to change them. But even in these cases, you can often build your own mini systems, you know, for the parts of the larger system that you operate inside of. Remember, systems can exist within other systems. You're never totally, you know, you're never totally helpless. And you're almost always in control of your routines. This is why it's so helpful to remember that a system can be, you know, as big or as small as you can imagine, and there can be an infinite number of levels within it. You know, some that you can control and others that you don't. Now, we could have a long and, you know, philosophical debate about whether or not this is the perfect and, you know, most academic definition for a system or a routine. But what's important is that we establish an understanding so that, you know, as you complete the rest of the lessons in this course, you'll know what I'm talking about when I use these words, you know, to give you instructions. Hopefully, we've established that baseline of communication, and you know, we'll continue to build on it as we work through future lessons. That's all for this lesson. Nothing you really need to do, so I will see you in the next one.